Hey, everybody. This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg. And joining me, as always, is Jonathan Coulton.
Hi, Ophira. Hello, everybody.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. It is a weird time. Just so everybody knows, we are taping this on Thursday morning.
Right.
Some rather important historical events happened yesterday on Wednesday. So that's the backdrop for what we're doing right now.
So here we are, and we have this show that, you know, we recorded a lot of the segments in the show earlier in the week and even the weeks before. So I'm just saying that, Jonathan, so the listeners know that it's not like we recorded this, yesterday or today.
Yes, yes, no. And to be clear, we are an entertainment show and not
an entertainment show.
I don't think anybody is tuning in so that they can hear our cogent analysis of the current political climate.
No, you know what we are, and we understand what is happening right now. And I myself, you know, I was joking that I made a resolution last year to be more informed and read more news and take in more news. And as the year progressed, like everybody else, I took breaks from current events for self-care and sanity because it can be extremely overwhelming. And part of that is honestly for me doing this show.
Indeed. It is that for me as well. It is a lovely break to do the show with you every week. And I hope that it is hope that it functions that way for our listeners as well.
Yeah. So with that in mind, let's do it.
From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Cole. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. On this week's show, comedian Baron Vaughn is back, this time to face off with his longtime friend and collaborator, Open Mike Eagle. Also returning to the show, Saturday Night Live's first Chinese-American cast member, Bowen Yang. But first, from The Big Bang Theory, actor and neuroscientist, Mayim Bialik is here to play games with American Horror Story's Cheyenne Jackson. So let's do it. Joining me right now, I am so excited, television stars, movie stars, theater stars. Together, they star in a new Fox sitcom called Call Me Cat. It is Cheyenne Jackson and Mayim Bialik. Hello.
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 So Call Me Cat takes place in a cat cafe, and you work with actual live cats.
They said never work with animals or children. We're doing both, and we don't even have a season under our belt.
It's an interesting thing working with cats. I've always been more of a dog person only because I just had dogs. You know, there's cat wranglers and cat trainers, but you know, how much can you actually, at sometimes we have what, mine like five or even six?
There can be six on set at one time and a dozen around, yeah.
Yeah, there's like this little cat castle thing and each of them is perched up and one of them will be asleep. And I remember Maya had a scene where she definitely had to hold a cat and sing to it, and then the cat was just not having it. And you tried over and over and over, and finally they just like, you kind of just like put it down, and then this way. Sometimes the cats will meow in the middle of the scene, and we have to stop or not.
How many litter boxes are on set when you guys are shooting?
You know, what's funny is we've never had that issue come up. Meaning they get breaks.
What kind of cats are these?
Well, no, they get breaks and they are taken to their location facility.
Oh,
but when we are with them, we did have one throw up in the middle of a scene. Were you there, Cheyenne? Were
yes.
you in that scene?
Yes.
It was, and that's a very specific sound. Yes, they make that sound.
Yeah.
Sound, but no, we haven't had any poopy pee-pee accidents.
And Mayim, in addition to this, you are doing a podcast.
Yes, I started a mental health podcast. Honestly, I think people who have possibly been a little bit immune from mental health challenges finally realize that it can get much closer than many of us thought. And I think with Call Me Cat and with this podcast, I feel like I'm getting to satisfy two really important parts of my brain. You know, the part that is a performer and an entertainer and believes in using my skills to make other people feel something, you know, and also the ability that I have as a neuroscientist who also struggles with mental health to be able to talk about it and provide some science background to what a lot of us, I think, are confused about, you know, like, why do people keep telling me to meditate? Like,
oh, it's almost to the point where it becomes like a punchline. I get it. Meditate. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, oh, right. You're gonna tell me to meditate. Right. But yeah.
But I believe in napping, which I
I'm a strong believer in napping.
Yeah, me too. Love a nap.
I really took it on as an adult. You know, like I hadn't properly napped since I was four. Is the story that I'm told. And the notion is really not so much napping as setting aside, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes where no one can touch you.
I will say it's an amazing thing being on the other side of it. We share
literally the other side of the wall.
True. And we can be at a high energy scene down on the stages at Warner Brothers. And then we have a break and Mayim can go in. I hear the door shut, so I know she means business. And then 12 minutes later, she comes out fully. I can tell she's been sleeping. I'm like, were you fully asleep? She's like, yeah, asleep. Like dead asleep to the world. And it's like she has a reset button. And
I don't do drugs. I keep thinking
incredible.
Someone's going to start a rumor that I do drugs.
No,
I don't
want that reset. Because I, you know, again, I'm one of those people that tried to nap and it just doesn't work for me. But I'd love to implement that more.
Maybe you need me to rub your back. I'll rub your back.
Yes. Okay. I'm down.
All right. How about some games? You guys want to play a couple games?
Yes.
Okay. I like games.
This is a lot of fun. We are just going to play you a clip. It's a vintage advertisement for a toy that still exists today.
Okay.
So you just have to guess the name of the toy.
Okay.
Mayim, a dad thought up this outdoor toy in 1960 when he came home to find his son cooling off by spraying a hose on their concrete driveway.
Hook up to any water faucet and the magic surface goes to work. It's fast, it's easy. You glide on a thin film of water that makes you go like a jet. Girls glide as well as boys. Thin, roll, it's cool summer splashing fun.
I will sing the song that was the advertisement when I was a child. I was born in 1975. Slip, slip and slide. Slip, slip and slide. Is it?
Yeah, totally. Yay! Yeah, absolutely. That is, even girls can do it. Did you?
Even
I
girls.
Had no idea.
Oh my
Lord. That seems like an unnecessary. Did they sort of focus group that? And some people were like, "I'm concerned that girls won't glide as easily as boys do."
Maybe because we're supposed to wear
a line
skirt.
About that. Yeah.
Maybe because we're supposed to wear a skirt.
All right, Cheyenne, this is for you.
Okay.
This toy has evolved its look several times over the years. In the 1970s, it was avocado green with wood paneling.
It's the most beautiful oven I've ever seen.
And it comes with real Betty Crocker mixes.
Be a Betty Crocker baker, make a Betty Crocker cake in your Betty Crocker.
Is it a little kid easy bake oven thing?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Easy bake oven. That's
easy
right.
Easy bake oven. Oh, okay.
It was avocado green with wood paneling? Who would want to bake on that?
Ovens were also avocado green with wood paneling. Okay.
Mayim, this one's for you.
It's the ball with the holes on one side. You throw it just like a baseball. It curves, and it's so safe. You can bat or throw it anywhere, indoors or out.
I believe it's a wiffle ball.
It sure is a wiffle ball. You could throw it indoors and out. I mean, not in my house.
Not in mine.
Although, I'm not sure we even had one. I don't think that was part of my life.
We definitely had one. It was cheaper than a regular ball because it had holes. Like, there had been, you didn't have to pay for as much material.
Sometimes what would happen is you would lose the ball on the roof of your house, your garage or something. And then to get it down, you would throw the bat up there. And then you would lose the bat up there.
They'd be like, that's the end of it, all of it.
That's how it goes. All right, Cheyenne, this is for you.
Okay.
The original name for this toy created by a Frenchman in 1959 was L'écran magique, or the magic screen.
Just turn the knobs to make the lines go back and forth and up and down. You can doodle, design, draw. Not many gifts bring so many hours of interest and fun.
He knows it.
Yes. Well, that is an Etch-a-Sketch.
It certainly is.
And I often use that if I have a lot of new lines in my head as an actor, not a lot of new dialogue. I always say, don't shake me too hard, because like an Etch-a-Sketch, they will just fall away.
Go away.
I love that.
Yes, Etch-a-Sketch. I remember those. Yeah, because they just went up and sideways.
Oh, so great.
Yeah, it was very
But you could
magic.
Do a diagonal if you really...
Oh, you
gotta do it with the same thing.
Why? I hated them. It was like so boring. I mean, yeah, because you would see on the commercial they would have people writing their names.
Oh yeah.
Oh, my brother was Julie. That jerk. My brother was the jerk who could like, oh, here's the Empire State Building with like yeah. monkey hanging off of it, like.
So no, I could do stairs. That's yep. what I could do. One exactly. dimensional stairs. That's it. Okay, Mayim, this very 90s ad takes place in an alley where a graffiti man comes to life off of the wall and challenges a kid to play this memory game that's named for another children's game.
You gotta repeat the patterns of colored lights and sounds. The longer you play, the more challenging the pattern gets. The winner's the one who keeps it going the longest. If you miss, you get the razz. And your history.
Oh, yeah!
The fun is in the challenge.
So, I mean, it's Simon Says.
Yes.
Well, it's not called Simon Says.
It's just Simon, right?
Simon, mm-hmm. yep.
And it's the round thing. It's got the colored.
Oh no, I remember that.
Oh yeah, it was called Simon.
Stacey and Carrie had that. We didn't have that either.
All right, Cheyenne. Here's one for you.
Yeah.
You're slugging it out in the middle of the ring, and you're the hard right to the jaw. And Blue Bomb is black is knocked off.
And Block is knocked off.
Yes, it
now. Sure, but you can press it right back on again.
I have no idea.
Oh, go,
Mayim, you want to take it for the win?
Is it Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
That is correct, yeah. Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Did you, I bought my kid a Slinky, you know, for
sure.
the holidays.
Also fun for a girl and a boy.
Also fun.
Equally and fun for girls and boys, yeah.
Yes.
It's still super entertaining.
Yes.
I mean, it really doesn't
do. Stairs.
It's
it goes
amazing.
Goes down the stairs. I mean, it's...
alone or in pairs.
And makes a slinkety sound.
You both did great. Points, 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 and points winners is what I'm trying to say.
Thank you.
More with Mayim and Cheyenne after the break. Plus, comedians Baron Vaughn and Open Mike Eagle will go back to school in a brainy music parody game about prom songs. I'm Ophira Eisberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.